It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That means you're wrong.
You know, I'd like to see your bottom.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. Time for our very last segment of Buzz Burbank. I want to mention on the show tomorrow, we'll have the director, the filmmaker of the new film called Under Our Skin. Cab Calloway sings Minnie the Moocher. Here he is to sing for you. And I forgot that the intro was just about 10 seconds shorter.
Hey, folks, here's
trying to write a poem, for Christ's sake.
But I liked you doing Bob White.
The new film, thank you for remembering Bob White, too.
Bob White.
Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you.
Who are you?
I'm Bob White. A new film called Under Our Skin about Lyme disease. That'll be on the show tomorrow.
Don't take
also,
him off.
Another audition for our movie reviewer. Oh. I like the name of this guy.
Uh-huh.
This guy's name is Joe McLeod.
McLeod?
McLeod. Joe, if you're listening, be a real good idea for you to see Get Smart.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah, just a hint.
Hope you've seen that movie.
A tip.
The Love Guru.
We'll wait and see. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. The final segment of Buzz.
You have twist of Lyme disease, right?
What?
A twist of Lyme disease.
I do on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I sure do on Friday, baby. Absolutely.
Symptoms of a gimlet.
I like drinking it.
Here's something I bet you didn't know. I didn't know it till I read it. Prescription drugs kill far more people than all of the illegal drugs put together.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
So say the coroners of the state of Florida.
Really?
They are.
The coroners, that's a great singing group. Didn't they back up Gladys Knight at one point?
Gladys Knight and the coroners.
Ooh, fender bender.
Now, well, you'd think, you know, judging from Miami Vice and Scarface, you'd think the scourge of Florida is cocaine, right?
I would think so. It certainly was in the 80s, but...
It's not.
I would think crime in Florida would be the biggest killer.
Yeah, well, you may be right about that. That and unlicensed doctors, probably.
How about old age?
We've got crime in this building, though, which I think is much more significant.
Well, it appears so. We just don't know. We can't...
We know it. We've got a porn thief here.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to spy on them.
McBride!
I suggest we set up a camera and throw down some talcum powder.
You think it's a good idea to bring her in again?
Yeah, because, she's somebody really that will be skillful in this. Trust me.
She's here before?
Yep. She's here all the time.
All of the boxes empty?
No. Desert Storming was not.
All right.
So that says to me the person is selective.
Open up my little free porn from Wicked Video here.
Yeah.
The movie's called The Craving.
And it's empty?
Yeah, look at this.
The disc is gone.
You have to open up. It's huge packaging on these.
Somebody took three of Rob's, packaging and all.
Open this up. There's the middle.
Nothing
right
in
there.
I'm going to check mine when I get home.
Oh, my God.
And the ones they took from my pile.
Somebody's actually gone in here and tried and ripped off the DVD from
that
in the middle.
That movie is good, isn't it, Buzz?
The ones that were taken from my pile were the fancy ones.
Is Desert Storm? Mm-hmm. Did you have the CD for that one?
Yeah, I had those. Had all those.
We have a porn thief in our midst.
Do you have any idea, any suspicion? Because you are here earlier and you see what's going on here.
Yeah, but those were hidden.
They were hidden?
Yeah.
Were they hidden in the producer's room or upstairs?
Downstairs.
There you go.
No,
you
know what?
Can't hide them well enough.
Could that have been pilfered before it was hidden?
No, because Mike handed them.
They were unattended.
Rob's were taken. Yeah, Rob's.
For how long? Yeah, but
it takes is a moment.
During our meeting.
It took
Friday.
Mike 40 seconds to take that out and open it up and find out where it was.
Yeah.
So.
And this crime thing is not new. Did you know that Robbie Gomez stole my heart?
He's been waiting.
It's got to stop.
Off air and on air.
And
that's true.
Night,
I like it when you give them twice.
I'm going to check your other one.
All right, here's the crime one right here. Okay. You can take that
I'm
going
to have to dust for fingerprints. Does anybody have any baby powder?
Yes. Check for E. coli, too.
For some reason, Leo Donahoe does.
We have a porn thief in our midst.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to say who I think.
No, you probably shouldn't. We don't want to wise them up.
I've got a theory.
Okay. Never wisen up a chump.
Good.
Really?
Really?
Yep. He doesn't seem like the type.
I'm just picking on the fat guy.
And he's not that fast.
I shouldn't be. Oh, no, not at all. Not one little. But, I mean, there are guys around here all the time. Mm-hmm. Young guys with a very
Maybe it's
serious...
caught in a crevasse and he doesn't even know it.
Where is it?
An analysis of all the autopsies done in Florida last year found that prescription drugs killed them at three times the rate as all the illegal drugs combined.
Awesome.
Aren't prescription drugs, like, across the country, though, supposed to be a significant killer also?
Absolutely. That's why Florida cops have started shifting the focus of their enforcement to that. In fact, they started that 8 years ago. And now the feds, because it is a nationwide problem, they've also noticed, and they now claim that about 7 million Americans are abusing prescription drugs. Many of them, of course, come from doctors. Some of them are purchased illegally from people who stole them along with adult DVDs.
That's it. Prescription drugs, adult DVDs, mm-hmm. constantly.
They're hot.
I'm sorry I'm drifting off. I'm composing a poem while you're doing your news.
I understand.
Rob, pay close attention.
To you?
Pick up the slack here because I'm writing a poem.
You want me to pay attention to him?
Yes, pay attention to him right there.
I thought you wanted me to pay attention to you writing a poem.
No, don't. Pay attention to him, please.
I can do that. That's what I'm here for. Buzz, let's move on.
One story. Give me one story.
Sure.
I really wanted to.
Let's sit this one out.
Now I'm making too much of it.
No, you're fine.
What rhymes with Ditka?
sit this one out.
Thank you.
Rob, did you know that the head of the FCC is recommending that the government okay the merger of XM and Sirius satellite radio?
This surprises me.
Yeah, because the indications were that they wouldn't, and originally they said they wanted, the government said they wanted to have two separate companies so there'd be competition.
Yeah, for the last 100 years, competition is what's made this country great.
Well, it didn't really work out so much in this case. Both of them are struggling. Both have racked up serious debt, partly by
I get it.
Overpaying program hosts.
Serious debt.
I'm in. Thank you very much.
Hey,
thank
Mike,
you.
How'd I do?
You did great, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Awesome
you also
job.
Did great.
Fabulous. Let's go to Chris in Alexandria.
Oh, why?
Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
I think I've got your culprit there. I remember listening to Bigelow and Dukes this morning, and Oscar was talking about how he was watching DVD porn because he doesn't have his cable hooked up yet. So you may want to talk to him.
You think Oscar Santana would be the culprit?
He said something about watching him on DVD this morning. So
it is shiny and round.
And you know what? He is primarily, we learned it when he was in here, a computer porn guy.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So you may want to ask him about that.
We're going to have an opportunity to get him in here on Friday, and but this will spill over. This will not last till Friday. We'll find out something about it. Thank you for
answers.
The heads up, Chris.
No problem. Y'all take care, man.
We'll find out on
the show. I don't
want to
think that about Oscar, but he may have something there. We'll just have to find out.
These DVDs were unattended during the last hour of their show, and I hate to throw gas on a fire, yesterday when I came in, the adapter was missing from my headphones. Mm-hmm. You know, that turns it from a 1/8-inch plug to a 1/4-inch plug.
Yeah, Where are you going with this?
It was in our cabinet. Cabinet was closed. My headphones were wrapped up in their bag.
Right.
At about 1/4 to showtime, Oscar returned my tip to me.
Really?
He had gone into our cabinet, found my headphones, and removed
Start them. Spreading the powder.
That's interesting.
I do love Oscar, and I'm sure he's innocent.
Oh, and that's fine. We'll just, they'll have to be a punishment.
Well, innocent until proven guilty, I say.
We'll have to have some of the ladies spank him on Friday's show. We'll have
that
to see
would
what
not
happens.
Be a punishment.
So here's how XM and Sirius got into trouble, partly by overpaying program hosts who now address only 10% of the audience they had when they were on this kind of radio.
Hey, that's right. Our kind of radio, huh?
Very good, Robin.
There you are, May.
The details of the merger include promises made a year ago by XM executive Mel Karmazin.
Promises. Oh, yes, Mel.
Yes. Very smart man.
Carmy.
He
Try
proposed
the chicken, Karmazin.
Among his proposals, including a 3-year freeze on subscription prices.
We have the chicken, Karmazin.
Can you be called Batman?
Can you be called?
And an a la carte choice of programming.
You guys are stupid.
Thank you.
So you can get the channels you want and not the ones you don't.
Right.
The merger, if it's approved, would be a nearly $4 billion deal.
Does anybody really care?
I don't know. I like my 60s station.
Yeah, I know. But I don't. I mean, I've got to.
I'm not passionate about it, but I thought maybe people would want to know.
I like Frank.
You know, the six of you who
have. Yeah,
Frank
is on Sirius now.
I like Frank. Yeah.
You know, there's an all Elvis station on Sirius, too.
Yeah, very good. Let's promote it a little more, Rob.
So you don't want to listen to that?
I like it. He likes the 60. Would you like to promote it a little?
It's the competition, goddammit.
Tell the truth. The subscription fees are driving your family to the poorhouse.
I can only eat 2 days of 7.
See?
Very good.
It's evil.
Yeah.
Now,
I think it's no big whoop. And
yeah,
I think when I hear a commercial on it, it's ridiculous.
It is.
Especially when the whole thing they were talking about was free. agree. You know, we're all cover our asthma when we talk about that. Mm. Screw satellite. Yeah. That's what I say, okay? Really, we do what we do. They do what they do, all right?
Why, yes, you know, why buy a cow when you can get our milk for free?
No, and it's just, I mean, I think the fact is, look, it was, I think Don might have said it, that this is going to be like cable. Yeah. Down the road, yeah. It's probably going to be something, but... Now I'm thinking not necessarily. I don't think it's going to be as common. Yes, it's in cars. I buy a car.
You're saying not as big as cable.
Not
probably.
As big as cable. No. I buy a car, and then I keep it until you know I have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. If I get the free month or so with the car, and then once it comes time, I do not find it indispensable.
Luckily, you buy a car every month.
I do. I do. Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, it was in the news. So I
go listen to the Elvis channel, you hump.
I'll join you there.
You old queen.
If I hear something good, I'll call you in your new car.
Thanks.
If you can afford it. The more crap you see on somebody else's car, the more likely they are to be an aggressive driver.
That's why I'll be working for the rest of my life. Because I buy a new car every month.
Every month. And you don't trade in the old one.
No, I keep them. I've got a huge lot.
A collection like Leno.
I've got a warehouse.
Away. Sometimes you just throw them away.
Throw them away. Drive them off cliffs.
You and Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's fun.
A new study from Colorado State University finds that drivers who decorate their vehicles are more prone to road rage.
I can't fix that microphone. Happy Christmas. Hi, Jeff.
This includes...
We have an engineer
the
that decorates
the lights are brighter than ever.
It's delightful. All right, start again,
Christmas
please.
Lights. No, there's no need to.
Okay.
It's very simple. The people who decorate their cars are more prone to road rage.
Merry Christmas, MF-er.
And that includes vanity plates as well as bumper stickers.
He has one of those, too.
That's right, he does.
Yeah, I won't
you know, those
reveal
big,
it.
Those big soccer balls, the big ribbons, all of that stuff. And the more stuff you see on a car, the more likely that person is to be prone to road rage, according to this University of Colorado study.
My kid's an honor student, a-hole.
What about pine roping at Christmas time?
No. Even if the bumper sticker promotes world peace or world peas, that person is more likely to honk, tailgate, and engage in other aggressive behavior.
So if I have, since I have on one of my cars a political bumper sticker, that means I'm more prone to road rage?
I have one as well. I think probably in your case, no stickers are necessary. and possibly in mine.
Buzz Burbank, he's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. That's so damn true.
I've never done a bumper sticker on a car since I've driven.
Really?
Really.
I never did until you gave me the political ones.
What about the white power one that you had?
That's, Mike, that's engraved in the bumper.
Oh, that's right. And you've got the white power sticker on the golf cart.
Exactly. And the other sticker is of George Takei in an internment camp.
It's delicious anticipation.
Researchers say the drivers who personalize their cars see their vehicle as territory. And they take it personally when someone cuts into their lane.
Amen.
Those who don't decorate are more likely to see the road as a public space and therefore more likely to remain calm when they do get cut off.
What a joke.
Please give Mr. O'Mara some space.
Please. Well, that is my home. It was my home on wheels. And you know what?
Until next month.
And on a motorcycle, it's even more my home on two wheels.
That is important. That is for safety.
Oh, absolutely. I forgot about your beautifully decorated motorcycle.
I want to thank the lady that on my house, the road right next to my house when I was taking my right turn. You know that tiny little place I take the wide turn
sure.
in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank her for passing me on the right with my directional signal on at 60 miles an hour.
Oh.
If I had not looked in my rearview mirror, I would have been T-boned.
Well, Mike, not only was she in a hurry, she's more important than everyone else.
Yeah, that's exactly how she felt. But I gave a little double R.
There you go.
Just a wee bit.
Was her car decorated?
No, I didn't see it.
Disco ball?
Couldn't tell.
I was in such an incredible Hulk rage. I didn't notice what she had on her car. I didn't even know the brand name.
Well,
or the make and model, I should say.
The brand name, you old queen?
Yes, you old queen.
Finally,
yeah.
The Panda Chinese Kitchen.
Oh, Panda!
Oh!
In York, Pennsylvania, has been shut down by the health department for the third time.
Wow.
This time, it was because the health inspector found a wild snapping turtle in the kitchen sink.
Oh!
Turtle is hot.
Go ahead.
Turtle is high in protein and sometimes salmonella.
Oh, dear. Turtle is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Quoting the health inspector, I had to sit down and gather myself before I could speak.
Wow.
The owner of the Chinese restaurant in York, Pennsylvania,
oh.
says he found the turtle outside and brought it in to save its life.
And make soup.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
Very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Michael Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank Iron Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, awesome, for giving us a little bit of his time today.
Yeah, he's great.
Also, Amanda Drummond from Jones Soda with the political candidate Sody Pops. And, you know, listen soon. Coming soon, Michael Mara Show Cola.
Uh-huh.
Diet Cola for all you
Diet
fat
Cola
asses. Huh, won't that be special?
Sure. Love will.
Don't forget, tomorrow, it's going to be 5 o'clock. We made the announcement, but tomorrow we're going to have the fabulous gas celebration. You're going to get free gas all day long. We'll have details on that when we get to tomorrow's show. The executive producer of the Michael Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Michael Mara Show comes to you from the studios of Fairfax, Virginia's WJFK, and is heard exclusively on the I Want Chinese Food Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another little poem for you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Mike Ditka and spy stories filled us with joy. Jones Sodas with candidates' faces, oh boy. Robert said oozing and callers a-boozing. Phonorama really made our day. But the thing most funny, what made my day sunny, wasn't callers or soda to spray.
No.
The thing we enjoy, like a two-year-old boy, is the fact that Mr. Sulu is gay. Thanks, I liked it. It was well worth taking
the
break.
Job.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.